The U.S. Supreme Court's ruling to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade case on Friday has sparked concerns over the fragility of reproductive rights in Western democracies. Although abortion in Australia is mostly decriminalised, accessibility can be limited by laws that differ across states and territories. There's also non-legal barriers that exist for women seeking an abortion, such as price, geography and stigma. Talia Kreft has this story.
While abortion has been partly decriminalised in Australia, the accessibility of reproductive services can pose barriers to women seeking to terminate pregnancies. Bonnie Corbin is the head of policy at Murray Stopes International Australia. She says access to the procedure varies by postcode as well as the costs involved.
We assume that over the last 5 years, as we've decriminalised abortion across Australia, there's still a bit of a mishmash of laws and regulations, but largely we've taken the biggest problem areas out of the criminal code. We assumed that then suddenly access would follow and it would be easy to find an abortion provider and get into that care, but it really just does depend on where you live. The good news is in Australia we do have national medical abortion via telehealth, so that means if you're under 9 weeks gestation in a pregnancy and know you'd like to proceed with an abortion, there is an option to book online or call a phone number, and then you can book in to speak to a doctor online and they can prescribe you medical abortion tablets, which are then posted or couriered to your house. So there's one option now for the whole of Australia that if you fall into the eligibility criteria, there is a way that you can access it comfortably from your own home. But the issue is that not everyone fits within the criteria for that, and some might be around their own bodies and what their own health journey is and that the medical abortion wouldn't work for them. Other ones might live too far. You need to live within a certain distance of a hospital in case you did have an issue so you could get some medical care. Some people live a little bit too far away, and then it's not yet free.
Dale Kelleher is the CEO of Children by Choice. She's calling on the federal government to ensure abortions are low cost or free by 2030 to meet its commitment to universal access to healthcare.
We've got legislation at the moment. It really is about having a seat over that legislation and also some leadership from government to really bed our healthcare within systems, which the federal government could really make movements towards having universal access to healthcare, which is a commitment in the National Women's Health Strategy, that we will have universal, free or low-cost access to abortion in Australia by 2030. So we'd really like to know what the federal Labor government's plans are to actually move towards that universal care by 2030. And states and territories certainly have an obligation now that majority of them have legalised abortion within or removed it from the criminal code. We'd really like to know what movements are happening to ensure that it's embedded within our health systems, that we have sexual health clinics providing medication abortion under 9 weeks, and that we're supporting our primary health network of GPs in communities to actually become medication abortion providers so that people can access that timely and local compassionate abortion care.
Corbin says despite the fragility of reproductive rights across the United States following the overturning of the Roe v. Wade, the Australian government has demonstrated a commitment to protecting abortion rights.
We need better state and territory legislations. We need to look at this big map of different state and territories and reform those so that they're aligned and harmonised and similar. But at the federal level, we're doing pretty well. We have this National Women's Health Strategy, which commits to equitable access to abortion by 2030. So we have sort of at our federal level a commitment to reproductive rights. I guess the key thing when we look at the situation in the US is we have a different high court structure and setup. And if you look at the cases that we've had in our high court, we had a decision made in 2019 where our high court in Australia upheld laws that related to abortion rights. And that was, we've got these safe access zones across Australia, which are nationalised, where there's a buffer zone around clinics. That means that anti-choice picketers can't come outside of our clinics and harass or intimidate people. And they came into effect over the last sort of 15 years across different states. And they're now national as of August last year when Western Australia passed them. And in 2019, some people took that law, basically challenged it in the High Court of Australia, and they used Victoria and Tasmania as examples, and our High Court upheld that law. So they decided that they would support those laws to exist, and in doing so, we saw people in our High Court respect reproductive rights. So in some ways, never say never, anything can change in the world, but really, Australia is doing awfully well in this space.
Kelleher says there's a need for reform to state and territory laws on abortion to ensure national national consistency?
So Western Australia is the last jurisdiction to look at fully decriminalising abortion in Australia. We saw South Australia actually enact the legislation that was passed in their parliament last week, and we're expecting that will actually come into play next week, so we'll see better access to abortion in South Australia. But across the state and territories, we've seen different states and territories implement different gestational limits, safe access zones, as well as different reasons, you know, outside of those gestational limits. And so as a, you know, member of the general public, you might not know that your legislation is quite different from another state.
Dale Kelleher, CEO of Children by Choice, ending that report by Talia Kreft.